Andrea, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
You're an experienced, award-winning documentary and public television filmmaker, and you just completed a film that I suspect is something you've been thinking about for some time. It's called Art as Action, and the principal speaker is your mother.
My mother was an abstract expressionist painter in New York City during a very important time in American history and in the world in the 40s and 50s. I made this film because I really wanted to learn more about my mother and about that generation of women, because I felt it was a story that hadn't really been explored, the women abstract expressionist painters. We know who Jackson Pollock is. We know who William de Kooning is. But we don't know many of the women that were at that time very seminal thinkers and painters in New York, and they really revolutionized art. It was a very exciting time. And my mother happened to be there. She was one of the women painters, but there were many, and they have not really been recognized.
When did you begin thinking that this is a film you wanted to make?
My mother, who is going to be 90 next year, moved out of her house where I grew up, and she handed me a box of photographs that I didn't really look at till about 2 years ago. And in looking at this box, there were these amazing photographs from New York from that period, from the 40s and 50s, that I hadn't really ever paid attention to or seen before. And they were of a group of women that my mother lived with in a loft in New York, and they dedicated themselves to studying painting and art. And they were coming up with a new idea that was an idea about painting that was revolutionary, which was called action painting, where you don't think about your concept, you don't have a preconceived idea, you just paint through your body, action painting. And it was a very revolutionary concept at that time, because then Europe was the art center of the world, and abstract expressionism was the first art movement in America that was really born here. And these women were part of that movement. And so I was very excited when I found these photographs and paintings and started to piece together this story about these women.
Is there a move today, in addition to your work, to recognize these women?
Just very recently, there have begun to have some galleries and museums to recognize the contribution that some of these women made. And that's very exciting because, as I said, a William de Kooning painting will sell for millions of dollars. So will a Jackson Pollock. These women who were very dedicated to painting, it was a great passion. It was almost a spiritual calling for some of them. Never got the recognition from the art world or from society for their contribution. And they were incredibly good painters.
Well, it's interesting to contrast that group with the Impressionists, where women played such an important role and were recognized. That was a very male-oriented society in New York in those decades, I think.
Yes, and abstract expressionism was a very male-dominated and male-energy art form. I mean, you always think of sort of the macho Jackson Pollock with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, or William de Kooning. It's always sort of, they have some of the photographs that you'll see are sort of poses of macho-ness. And, you know, the other thing that's interesting is this is pre-feminist, pre-civil rights, and these women were really experimenting with a new form way before a lot of other people were. They were responding to events that were going on in history, the horrors of World War II and the Holocaust, which was beginning to be revealed in this country. And so the social events, the political events of the time, they were exploring it through their painting.
I'd like to talk a little about your own career and how you came to be a filmmaker.
Well, I've always been interested in stories and storytelling, and also perhaps because of my mother's painting, a visual field. So I was a good writer. So my bringing together both the visual storytelling with the words was sort of just a natural blend for me. I love public television and documentaries. I think in many ways, life is much more fascinating than fiction. The stories that I've uncovered and told and the people I've met, this career has taken me on an amazing journey around the world. So it's been very exciting so far.
Have you suffered any of the frustrations that your mother had in trying to follow her career?
Well,
or is there a different climate?
Well, it's a little different. I mean, I think still women face the same kinds of challenges, both professionally today, less so than before. And certainly in recent times, women are much more recognized. But in my field still, I mean, even if you look at the directors in Hollywood, there are still many, many more male producers and directors than there are women producers and directors. So in that way, it's still challenging. I think, though, in making this film, I wanted to recognize the contribution these women made, and I also wanted to inspire young women artists so they could understand historically where perhaps some of their ideas and interests and passion come from, to see that history.
I think your career began on the West Coast. What brought you to Cincinnati, and is Cincinnati a good or a bad base for your kind of work?
I did start out in San Francisco at a PBS station. I was very fortunate to get to work with a bunch of really very talented documentary filmmakers who were really helping to define what that meant at a really important moment. I came to Cincinnati for love. My husband, well, he went to college in this area, and so he got a job here, and he teaches at DAP. He's an artist. It's been a wonderful place to raise children. It's not Hollywood. It's not a big New York or California, but there's a lot of creativity here and a very strong arts community that I am really glad to be part of and to help nurture. And I'm hoping that the more established venues will support more of the filmmaking community because it is a very small community.
How will art as action be shown, and how will people have access to it?
It's going to be premiered locally through the Cincinnati World Cinema. It will be premiering this summer, and the best thing to do is to go to a website for the exact date, because we just finished it.
I was also interesting to note that the handsome posters for this film reproduce your mother's work and are signed by her. I should think that that's a great satisfaction for her and for you.
It is. It's really wonderful to pay tribute to her. She's very, very pleased and feels honored to have had this film made. I think she feels actually a little embarrassed by it because she's getting all this attention now. But I'm really glad that I made it for her and for her generation, as well as for the future generation, so they know more about these women.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk about Art as Action with us.
Thank you so much, Jane.
We've been talking with Andrea Torrice, Cincinnati-based independent documentary and public television filmmaker, about her just-completed film on the American abstract movement and the place of women in it. For a link to more information, cwvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.